This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right.
Second time around. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Secondcalldefense.org. They had a very good NRA convention.
What value do you put on your life? What value do you put on the lives of your loved ones? For me, mine and theirs, and the people I know, their lives are priceless, and they mean a lot to me. And when I see the hypocrisy of people who travel everywhere with a heavily armed security and the perpetual protection of Secret Service agents such as Chelsea and Hillary Clinton, yet see no need for the great unwashed to protect themselves, it's not surprising. You see, these elites deem themselves higher value targets than the rest of us. All Americans are equal, but some are more equal than others. That housewife in Dubuque, whose home a rapist just broke into, well, she can just call 911. Thank you very much. It would be no surprise if that housewife in Dubuque might put a higher value on the right to keep and bear arms than enshrined in the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, perhaps even shed a tear at the passing of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, a staunch defender of the Constitution and its original intent. To Hillary and Chelsea Clinton, Scalia's death was a cause for celebration, a chance for de facto repeal of the Second Amendment via legislating from the bench by Scalia's replacement appointed by another president, Clinton. We've talked about this before. Chelsea Clinton was in Maryland speaking at an event, and she said that there was now an opportunity for gun control legislation to pass the Supreme Court since Justice Antonin Scalia passed away. She said, and I quote, in her role as spokeshole for her mama, "It matters to me that my mom also recognizes the role the Supreme Court has when it comes to gun control. With Justice Scalia on the bench, one of the few areas where the court actually had an inconsistent record relates to gun control. Sometimes the court upheld local and state gun control measures being compliant with the Second Amendment. Sometimes they struck them down. Guess what?" That's not a new thing. She then touted her mother's record on gun control issues and knowledge that the Supreme Court has an effect on whether many gun control laws stand. I don't know what her record is on it besides calling for it. She's never passed a bill herself. She's never signed a bill into law herself. She's never done anything, ever, ever, to get any of that before. So her record is non-existent. What she says she wants and would support is very, very plain out there, but she has no record on that. So she, Chelsea continues in her airheaded way. "So if you listen to Moms Demand Action, the Brady campaign, and the major efforts pushing for smart, sensible, and enforceable gun control across our country, disclosure, have endorsed my mom. They say they believe the next time the court rules on gun control, it will make a definitive ruling
So it matters to me that my mom is the only person running for president who not only consists or constantly makes that connection, but also has a strong record on gun control and standing up to the NRA. Let's talk about that for a minute. The NRA is the 800-pound gorilla in the room safeguarding a civil right. A civil right that, you know, is in the same place as the right to, right to free speech. To worship in the way you want to. Freedom of assembly. Not to have, you know, not to have troops quartered in your house. The right to keep from being searched unjustly. That kind of stuff. The right to a speedy trial. All that stuff. The right to due process. And that's something to celebrate, that your mom is running that way, Chelsea. Coming from Park Ridge, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, the gun control capital of America, and it's, you know, also the murder capital, you would think that Hillary Clinton would know that gun control only disarms potential victims and not criminals, particularly the gangbangers who are unlikely to submit to background checks and ammo restrictions and other liberal crime control fantasies. Now, following the endorsement of Trump by the NRA this past week, Hillary Clinton spoke before at an event in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to benefit the Trayvon Martin Foundation Circle of Mothers. The New York Times reports, Hillary Clinton invoked her roles as mother and grandmother on Saturday to deliver an impassioned rebuttal to Donald J. Trump's contention that her push for stricter gun control would make families less safe, saying the presumptive Republican nominee would put more children at risk of violence and bigotry. She delivered her remarks to a group after Mr. Martin, an unarmed black 17-year-old, who was fatally shot in 2012 by a neighborhood watch volunteer, George Zimmerman. This coming from the New York Times, of course. You know, the way they just made that sound, it sounds like, you know, the kid was just sitting there playing tiddlywinks and Zimmerman walked up and blew him away. Before she spoke, she sat down for dinner alongside Mr. Martin's mother, Cybrina Fulton. She told the group, "We will carry the memories of your sons and daughters in our hearts every day as you do." As she affirmed her plans to strengthen background checks and take other measures to keep guns out of the wrong hands. Martin had guns. Trayvon Martin was a gun runner. He was a drug abuser. He was a burglar. And he was in the middle of an assault. Sitting astraddle, Trayvon Martin trained in the mixed martial arts. The kid was in shape. He was trained to fight. He was doing one of those MMA pummelings where you sit on top, sit astride your opponent and just beat his face. He's doing that. And Zimmerman, I don't know how much punishment he took. He was screaming. He was observed being beaten by witnesses. And he pulled out a gun and shot him in the ribs. I wonder if Hillary Clinton knows the names of any of the black children slaughtered daily in Chicago by black gang members, unimpeded by a racially intimidated police department, and emboldened by the knowledge that, by law, no one in Chicago is allowed to defend themselves. Their murder rate in Chicago has soared 72% in the first 3 months of 2016. Gun control is a leading cause of death. Death in America today. In response to this liberal talking point that ignores the fact that Democratic bastions like Chicago have the strictest gun control laws in the nation, Sheriff David Clark went in there and said that, gun-free zones make it good for criminals. Gun control makes it good for criminals. The problem in Chicago is not gun violence, it's gang violence. Everybody recognizes that, except gun grabbers, of course. 80% of Chicago's murders are gang-related, according to police. They have 68,000 gang members. That's four times the number of cops. All right. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. They had a very good show. A lot of you, a lot of the people listening here, well, you showed up, you were kind enough to introduce yourself to me, and you joined. And that was especially cool. That was, I mean, for the most part, it, with very few exceptions, I don't get to meet very many of my listeners. So that was pretty cool. So, anyway, secondcalldefense.org. This past week, prior to the NRA 2016 meetings, as they like to call them, which was actually this convention, Katie Couric put out a video, a little, documentary, if you will, called Under the Gun. There, Katie Couric is now being accused of a little bit of creative editing, a la the Joseph Goebbels School of Journalism. And she's being accused of intentionally and significantly changing the response of the Virginia Citizens Defense League members. And they claim to have proof. The VCDL approached to be part of a documentary. They got an email in March of 2015 from Kristen Lazur, a producer for Atlas Films, asking if VCDL would be part of a documentary about the gun violence prevention movement in America. In the email, Kristen said, some of the storylines we're exploring include the legislative process on the federal and state level, how the Second Amendment has been interpreted in the wake of the Supreme Court's Heller ruling, and what impact mass shootings like Aurora and Sandy Hook have on gun reform legislation. She continued, in order to fully understand the complexities of this hot-button topic and speak to an audience with varied viewpoints, Ms. Couric is very eager to include all perspectives in this discussion. The VCDL has a policy with the media, and that's to do their best to accommodate their requests as it gives them a chance to get their message out to the public. It's a policy they've used and has worked well for as long as the VCDL has been around. And with the exception of four times, this has been one of the, and you know, that this was one of those exceptions. Couric's team was set up to film in Washington, D.C., and Kristen wanted to know if the VCDL, in the name of, who is it? Well, it doesn't have the guy's name. Somebody from the VCDL. They wanted to know if he would come down for an interview. And he said that he would not come to D.C., so they rented a conference room in a hotel in Northern Virginia and brought down their crew for what ended up being a two-hour interview with Katie Couric on April 13, 2015. Later, Dennis O'Connor and this gentleman took Katie and her crew to Blue Ridge Arsenal to film Katie learning how to shoot on May 11, 2015. While there, she also interviewed Dennis O'Connor. Later, Kristen contacted him about arranging an interview of a group of VCDL members. The group interview was held in the room where VCDL meetings are held and ended just as VCDL members were coming in for their regularly scheduled Annandale membership meeting on June 18, 2015. Participating in the group session were Ed Levine, Patricia Webb, Terrell Prude, Dan Halls, Leonard Harris, John Wilburn, Rubiner Tor, Barrick Ulrich James, and Judy Rudek. Well, the documentary turned out to be an infomercial for gun control. Now, if it claims to be a documentary, has no stance. Okay? A true documentary has no stance. It's a document. It's laying out pros and cons, and it's left, really, you know, a true documentary should be left. If I were producing a documentary, and it had to do with this, I would never do a documentary about this because I, you know, I'm more into the editorial part of it. And that's what I do every day. I'm editorializing to you every day. So I wouldn't do a documentary on it because I'm biased. So while this movie claims to be a documentary, it's clear after it was watched that it was never intended to be a balanced presentation on the issues. People from other gun groups were also interviewed, but in the end, the video dedicated a mere 15 minutes or so to the pro-self-defense side, of which the VCDL has had only about 4 minutes, while giving an hour and a half to the antis. Now, Couric apparently wasn't getting anything from either group or, you know, the interviewee that she could use to further her pro-gun control argument. First guy's entire two-hour interview was left on the cutting room floor, but some of the group interview made it into the final film. But one of the question-answer responses was altered, and therein lies the problem. Watching the video, you hear Katie Couric ask, if there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from walking into, say, a licensed gun dealer and purchasing a gun? The camera then shows the group members totally silent for 8 seconds. The camera zooms in on one member who looks down. The clear implication is that none of the group had an answer for the question and was being evasive and avoiding eye contact. The truth is, if you listen to the audio, that the group responded to Katie immediately with answers to her question. Yet the video shows no one responding. So when she didn't get the answer she wanted, she changed the group's answers by replacing them with another video of the group sitting around quietly between questions. That is completely and totally unprofessional. In essence, Couric lied about the VCDL members' answers. If she so cavalierly lied in this instance, why? What other things did she alter in this movie or any of her previous reporting to advance her own personal agenda, which this throws everything she's ever said, into question for me? You notice she doesn't really work for a news organization anymore, probably because she lied. Now, I'm used to being our side being given less time in the press than the antis are given. But they're not supposed to change the testimony, the interview. That's a big no-no, big journalistic no-no. In 1993, Dateline faked an accidental explosion of a truck to show that that model truck was dangerous if involved in a collision. They couldn't actually create an explosion by crashing vehicles into the truck, so they planted incendiary devices on the truck and blew it up. Was Katie Couric there that time? I don't know. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Oh yeah. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, like a bunch of you have. And it is the best. The people, those of you that join Second Call Defense are making the best move. Besides carrying a gun and taking self-defense classes and getting that right, holster and everything else, that's the final piece. SecondCallDefense.org. Sunday. Was it Sunday? Well, actually, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. I was in the presence of two handguns with a combined worth of $9 million. Cabot Guns, which is an all-American gun company, They stand at the pinnacle of the luxury handgun, and they had this pistol set constructed from a meteorite. And this was some meteorite. It's called the Gibeon meteorite. Flew through the depths of space for 4.5 billion years before it crashed into the sub-Saharan Africa. And then prehistoric man discovered its remains. They used the metal to make some of mankind's first weapons. Cabot went out and bought a 77-pound chunk of the Gibeon meteorite, and they transformed that into a mirror image pair of left and right-handed working pistols named the Big Bang Pistol Set. A lot of craftsmen and meteorite collectors have long prized the Gibeon for the beauty of its, and it's really quite a unique pattern on these guns. They call it the Widmanstätten crystalline pattern. Cabot founder and president Rob Bianchin says luxury goods companies have used it to make watch faces, jewelry, and other artistic objects. This is the first time anyone's ever made a functioning mechanical device out of the material. Working with this could not have been anything easy. From a metallurgy standpoint, the material lacks perfect uniformity, not to mention the hundreds of tiny extraterrestrial inclusions blasted into the Gibeon meteorite interior during its journey into Earth. So Cabot guns use X-ray photography, 3D modeling, CAD-CAM design, aerospace construction techniques, electron beam technology, and endless hours of careful craftsmanship to create two matching, left and right-handed, out-of-this-world specimens based on the John Moses Browning legendary 1911-style pistol design. Each component was laboriously planned, tested, and painstakingly cut to incorporate both the exterior bark and the interior, and I can't pronounce what the bark's scientific name is, regmaglyphs, and the interior of the meteorite is design elements. The aesthetic finish of the pistol is Cabot's homage to various states that can be drawn from this rarest of material. The Widmanstätten pattern was developed by this very slow cooling of the planetesimal core at a rate of a few degrees per million years. Drawing out the Widmanstätten from the material through acid etching is an art itself, said Cabot COO and lead engineer Michael Habor. It is a will, or it has a will of its own. And the result is an aesthetic tour de force from the prized Widmanstätten pattern, adorning both major and minor surfaces to the highly polished grips and the judicious use of the meteor's bark on the trigger face and grips, and the guns are functioning. I have a little video that I haven't posted yet. I've got some video footage of these things spinning on a turntable. They are striking to look at. In addition to these pistols, Cabot Guns presented a Sandrin knife constructed from the space-age material tungsten carbide, adorned with meteorite handles. President of company Bianchin said, Sandra knife is a perfect complement to the guns. Crafted the tolerances measured in parallelism of 0.0002 inches. The knife is a work of art unto itself and by far and away the most precise knife ever made by man. We're calling it the Big Bang Knife. And they will be making the Sandrin tungsten carbide knives available to the public starting in June. Bianchin, tongue-in-cheek, said, in the last 5 years, Cabot Guns has made a meteoric rise to the top of the luxury firearms industry. It's only appropriate that we now make pistols made from a world-famous meteor. Kings and pharaohs and conquerors have historically carried, for both ceremonial and practical purposes, weapons of unmatched construction and aesthetic appeal, constructed of rare and exotic materials. And now a modern sovereign may carry at their sides and in their hands a weapon that has no earthly equal. Or maybe Trump will buy them. I don't know. He could buy them. He was there. I don't know if he came and looked at them or not. They were the most striking pistols I've ever seen. And I mean, the Cabot guns are beautiful. They're beautiful pistols. And what do I think about a $5,000 handgun? Well, you know, there's a market for it. There's no way, Bill, I could buy a Rock Island Armory for $500. And, you know, that's like us dismissing out of hand the luxury car market when you can have a Toyota. So for everything out there, there is a market. It will be interesting to see if these two guns get bought. Then it'd be interesting to see if they get shot. I don't think you can go to Brownells and get any replacement parts for these things. But I've got a little video of these things spinning on this thing. I'll have to put it up somehow or another. I might have 10 seconds of it. Because there's only so much you can take of this. I mean, it's you know, video of a gun spinning. So I don't know, but it is. I just thought that was, leave it to the gun industry to do something like this. Making a watch face is, there's no moving parts in a watch face. Making jewelry, there's no moving parts. They took and shaped, and all of you that know how many pieces go into a 1911, which I'll be honest with you, I don't know. All of you that know how many pieces go into this, you know how many pieces they had to take and shape out of this Gibeon meteorite. How many years did it fly through space? So, in one example, you have the oldest guns that are the most expensive guns that just came out. Because they're made out of a material that's 4.5 billion years old, and they cost $4.5 million to buy. And I don't know if you can buy the left or the right, or if you have to buy them both. I don't know. I don't know. But the Windman Statin crystalline pattern is beautiful. It is beautiful to take in. It was worthy of looking at it. I mean, I think Dr. John in the chat room, did you go see that, Dr. John? Did you go see those guns? It was, you know, it's something to sit there in their presence when you consider what they were, where they started, coming out of somewhere that nobody knows about. Nobody knows how, we have an idea of how long it was, came from something that prehistoric man used after it fell to the earth. Been here longer, it's, you know, it's older than the earth. And now it's for sale in the form of a left-handed and a right-handed 1911, if, for you, the price is right. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Like a lot of people, a lot of you have joined Second Call Defense in the last 5-6 days. And I thank you for doing that for yourself. At the NRA annual convention, when Trump was up there, he said that he was going, his plan is to get rid of the gun-free zone, and the ovation was outrageous. He had a crowd of several thousand in attendance of their leadership forum, and this all happened on Friday, and they ate it up. They ate it up. For Second Amendment advocates, the gun-free zone is an easy target for would-be bad guys, a fish-in-a-barrel proposition, giving them easy access to a large amount of victims in one convenient package. And bad guys don't follow the rules anyway, so why would they eat a sign asking them not to carry their firearm or arsenal on the premises? For gun owners thinking a magic sign won't prevent mass shootings and could actually encourage more. So, can Trump actually ban gun-free zones? According to John Lott Jr., the president of Crime Prevention Research Center, he says yes and no. Though there is controversy surrounding some of Lott's findings, he is still considered by people like me to be the preeminent authority on the study of guns and crime. Although the writer of this article from Guns.com, which always they're always sort of on this fence, they classify him as being propped up. He told Guns.com on Monday that Trump would need to get a bill passed by Congress. I believe he said he would do this as soon as he got into office, but it would take some time. He couldn't do it right away. And if the Dems take control of the Senate, there's no way he would accomplish it. Well, he could actually, I don't know what he could do. I don't think he's going to stop running an imperial presidency. Because I think Obama set that up, and he has the president in place to where he could do it if he wants to. So Trump has come away with the NRA endorsement. And he's continually repeating the pro-gun lobby stance, that which there's no such thing as a gun lobby. Okay? That gun-free zones are magnets for the mentally ill prone to violent whims. Second subject he talked about was the Second Amendment. And he issued a position paper about which he touched on fixing what he called the broken mental health system, defending gun owners against gun and magazine bans, background checks, and bolsters their right to carry nationally. Though it didn't list gun-free zones per se, the position paper did advocate for arming the nation's service members on its own military installations. And whether generals like it or not, he would be the commander-in-chief. Now, Guns.com, in an effort to be balanced, especially this cat, Jared Morgan. I don't know if Jared actually knows what he wants to be when he grows up. They cite a 2015 Every Town for Gun Safety analysis of FBI data on shootings that found 71% of the 133 incidents between January 2009 and July 2015 took place in private residences. Only 38 of the shooting incidents occurred in public spaces, and of those, about 21 were in places concealed guns could be lawfully carried. Only 17 or 13% of the shootings took place in public spaces considered gun-free, according to this report from Everytown. Now, Lott's website, of course, calls the Everytown report misleading and full of errors. He also takes issue about how the report muddles the mass shooting debate by including those incidents which occurred in public and private spaces. Lott told Guns.com, anyone who's read the diaries or seen the statements of these mass public shooters knows that they explicitly target gun-free zones. They want to kill as many people as possible, and they know that the faster a gun arrives at the scene, the faster they will be stopped. Since 1950, almost 99% of the mass public shootings have taken place in areas where general citizens can't have guns. Now, once again, going back, in this tennis game of... You know what? Let me make this perfectly clear. If a website wants to play this game, for me, guns.com is a little better than the Trace at this point. They're a little better than the Trace. And I don't mind saying that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be calling one of them and tell them that. And I'm going to give them an opportunity to come on the show to talk about it. Ted Alcorn, the research director of Everytown for Gun Safety, told Guns.com in an email, there's no legitimate evidence that mass shooters target so-called gun-free zones. In fact, we've been tracking mass shootings since 2009 and found that only 13% have taken place in gun-free zones. Really? Well, what I'm talking about and what Lott is talking about is the spree shooter crime of opportunity gun-free zone, where all of the major shootings that make the headlines have occurred. We're talking about Sandy Hook and Columbine and Aurora and the D.C. Naval Yard and Umpqua and those places where all of those took place in gun-free zones. Ted Alcorn, of course, gets the last word. What's more compelling is that in 57% of mass shootings, the perpetrator killed a current or former intimate partner or family member. That's why we're working hard to keep guns out of dangerous hands like those of domestic abusers, people with dangerous mental illness, and felons. This is conflating data. Familicide is not a mass shooting. There may be numbers in there that rival that, but it's a whole different kind of crime. It's like assault versus assault with a deadly weapon. They're different types of crime. And getting in here and saying, well, you know, and first of all, this is a way for them to really increase the numbers of mass shootings. To make it seem like this happens all the time. When we know how often this kind of thing happens, it doesn't happen that often. It does not happen that often. But, yeah, I think tomorrow I'm going to war with Guns.com. see what they got to say about that. Because to me, here's the thing. The Trace has to do exactly what Guns.com is doing to keep from being labeled an anti-gun website. They know that if they become an anti-gun website, that they will not get the traffic they're getting right now. Traffic amounts to money. Guns.com. Go look at Guns.com's website one more time before you shun them altogether. Go look at their website one more time and then see what I'm talking about. Because they have advertisers there. All of these guys have advertisers. And I think Guns.com needs to be shunned. Shunned. They can, and you know what? They can be whatever they want to be. But when they're out there using vernacular like lot being propped up by the gun lobby and the gun lobby clinging to this notion that the gun-free zone is, low-hanging fruit for them, it don't take much. It don't take much for me to do the math, extend everything all the way out, do the order of operations in algebra, and you will find them to be anti-gun. And they can be anti-gun if that's what they want to be, but they need to be called anti-gun. And then let's see how much traffic they get. That's what I want to see. I think I've got somebody's number on that. I think I do. That part I will certainly be enjoying that part of it. And I'll invite them on the show to come and defend their stance, which what they will tell me is that they aren't taking anybody's side in the debate, but they are. They are taking somebody's side. When you get out there and you start using that kind of vernacular, you are taking sides, which is fine. You can take sides, but we're going to get that out there. You're taking sides. Sorry. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.